stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Betty and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
Gilbert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now. Ah, sucks to be you today, Jade. Queensland lost.
Oh, I know. It was horrible. What a loss. Actually, I ended up going to sleep. So when I woke up this morning. Yeah, I watched, I think it was once the Blues got their second try. And then the Queensland came back fairly strong within the first few minutes of the second half. I was like, oh, there may be a comeback.
Absolutely not.
And yeah, no, woke up this morning, there was nothing.
No, I don't get into the football all that much, but last night was a fantastic game. For me to get excited about a football game, that's something else. It was great.
That is amazing.
The Blues just killed it. Like, try after try after try after try. It was amazing. Up in Townsville as well, nothing better than beating them in their own...
That's true. I mean, they even turned, I saw some footage on the news of them pouring a bunch of food dye into the fountains to turn it red.
Were they really?
Yeah, like a public fountain somewhere.
That's cool.
I mean, that's them taking that, you know, Queensland heritage to the next level. Didn't help.
No, but that's good. We don't do things as big as like America does, like with the Super Bowl and stuff. We should. Although the Veronicas actually, I liked their performance.
Queensland just likes to gloat too much in the lead up to the game.
That's why it's so satisfying the next day.
Maddie, just in your news before, good morning. You played a grab of Freddie Fittler, of course, talking about the win and basically saying, let's not get too excited. Do you have that there for
me? Let's hear it right now.
We've won a game every year, sort of quite convincing. So I'm quite aware that winning a game by 50 here in the first game doesn't mean anything.
Now, notoriously, Freddie Fittler has pretty much no variance in his tone of voice.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's, to me, from him is like, I've just won the lotto when I'm really excited.
But
I'm going to stay working and I'm not going to spend it all at once. It was that vibe to me.
It was very calm.
He knows we've got this 50-6. Jeez.
To say it means nothing.
Oh, it's game one, guys. You just wait. You'll get smacked down.
I just want to play this, though. That's it. Hey, guys, up next, I've got an interesting story to tell you about. So I had my very first inspection yesterday at my apartment.
Oh, yes.
It was an inspection like no other. It was really strange. And I'm pretty sure that this isn't really a good way to inspect houses. Something weird happened. I'm going to tell you more next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And last night, I had my very first house inspection. Really weird, though, because obviously both of you guys own your own house.
Thank
so you don't have
God.
To deal with those, bothersome inspections.
God.
You know, traditionally the real estate comes over, generally unannounced. They leave the business card on the bench when you've been out. You didn't realise that they've just been rummaging through your house.
House inspection day, damn it.
Yeah, I do not miss it because, you got to do the things that you just don't like to do, like the cleaning the oven, and then you look up last minute, oh, shivers, they're coming round, got to put the fans on because you didn't dust the blades and that always hides it.
Like, because they're just spinning so they can't see.
Yeah, that's the trick. Yeah, so if you look up and you notice that your fans are still dusty, you just put them on and then they can't see them.
You're a goody two-shoes, aren't you?
Yeah.
You really are. Hey, anyway, obviously during COVID, my real estate, really hard, obviously, to come out. They don't like coming to do face-to-face things ever. So they've created this, app, right, where it's like a virtual inspection. And I've never had one of these before. So basically they send you a link, you log into it, it's all fairly easy, and they pretty much categorize each room in the house, and they want 15 photos of each room.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm like, man, I don't think I can take 15 photos of the same room.
Like, phone's a wide angle now. You know, if you take a photo of a room, That's the whole room. Like,
yeah.
Call me crazy, right, though, but there's a function on the app with, like, a microphone, and it's like, oh, tap the microphone to dictate voice to text. And I'm, like, doing that, and, you know, it's all going well. And then I heard, like, an office phone ring. Like, literally, like, a phone ring. I'm like, what was that? I don't have a house phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's so strange. I have a theory, right? Here I am, because you guys were making, like, suggestions yesterday. Oh, if the house is too messy, just upload pictures from your phone or the real estate website.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I think they watch. I think it's a live stream of the inspection. I am telling you, that's their way of getting through it. Because you said yesterday, if you were an owner of an apartment, Jade, you'd be like, I don't want this type of inspection.
Oh, like, I'd be filthy. I'd be like, get ready. Oh, you know what? I'd do the inspection because the owners can go along to the house inspection with the real estate agent.
You would.
Oh, of course I would. I would. I don't trust people in my home.
Oh, what's that brown mark on your toilet bowl? I think I need to evict you. No, but I'm like, man, maybe that's how they get past. Surely not being there. Well, where did the office phone sound come from? I didn't hear it. It wasn't just imaginary.
You know, it could have been like a neighbouring apartment or something.
Nah, it was, you know, that like real office phone sound.
Was the TV on?
No.
Was the neighbor's TV on?
Can we try it here? Right now in the studio and see what happens?
The app?
Yeah.
No, well, it closes off once you do it.
Oh, it's like a one-time link.
Yeah,
it? Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah. But it wouldn't surprise me if they're just sitting there like a live stream and just watching everything you do. And here I am like bagging
possible.
Them out.
Can we call them?
No. Well, they're not open at 6:30.
Yeah, we can call them later.
Well, that's possible. But I don't think they could. Like, I don't think they could do that. I really don't. And to be honest, I think real estate agents right now are so busy selling houses that I don't think they can be bothered to watch you walk around your apartment. Like,
yeah, but that's a different department, Crevo.
Oh, they're all on selling at the moment because there's just so much money to be made. Yeah, like, every time they sell a house,
it's almost like they just can't be bothered anymore.
That's
like,
what I mean.
COVID's not really an issue here in Newcastle. Nah. They could very much, they could come out to the house and do an inspection.
They're too busy making commissions.
I agree, actually.
It's way too busy. Hey, guys, Lads versus Lasses is up next, and the Lasses have been absolutely smashing it this week, you know? And it's maybe that's because the questions are easier. Who would know? But the Lass is currently on 43. The Lad's stuck on 40. So 13, 10, 09, we need one guy and one girl. How good is this? $50 Yonge Street hotel vouchers up for grabs, mm-hmm. where you can go to, what is it? We call it Caradise.
Caradise.
Live your best life in Caradise. 13, 10, and 9, we need one guy and one girl to battle it out in an ultimate battle of the sexes.
Okay, we'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads. Versus Lasses.
Well, there's a $50 Yonge Street hotel voucher on the line, but more importantly, there's the value of winning a gold star on our leaderboard for the greater sex. Now, the Lasses are streaming ahead this week.
Yeah, we are.
43, the Lads on a paltry 40. So we got some catching up to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
13, 10, 09. Are we still looking for a lad?
We are, yes,
all right,
a lad.
So come on, guys. We can't let the girls take this away.
Don't bother, guys. Hot streak. You're going to lose because Renee's got it this morning. She works in pathology. She got married recently. It was a postponed wedding due to COVID. And she has plans to go to Queensland for the honeymoon, but that is still yet to be planned. G'day, Renee.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, congratulations on getting married.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what was the biggest thing to deal with the whole postponed wedding?
Probably just a disappointment. We were literally a week out, but it got cancelled because all the clubs closed. So,
how much cash did you lose?
Actually, nothing.
Oh,
$50 deposit on makeup because the lady wasn't free, but otherwise, nothing.
That's great.
That's amazing.
We were very lucky.
Well, not great, but yeah, lucky, I should say.
Yeah, very lucky.
All right, Renee. Well, let's see if you can win it for us lasses this morning. Your first question: in building, what does the brand Datum make?
Datum.
I believe that's
Datum.
Datum.
D-A-T-U-M.
Oh.
all kinds of laser levels.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
My husband will probably be cranky. He will know that.
Oh, really? What does he do?
He's just a TA, but he's done... I'm pretty sure I've heard him say that word before.
There you go. Okay, this is multiple choice. Which of the following fuels is more refined? Is it A, unleaded petrol, B, diesel, or C, crude oil?
Oh, I'll go B, diesel.
No, it's unleaded petrol. That's okay. Oh, there's still one question to go. What is the brand Linebacker known for making?
Linebacker. Oh, I have got no idea. I'm
clothing.
That's okay. Look, people have won on less.
That's true. Yeah, so don't feel bad. That's all good.
Negative one, which is weird.
Because nobody calls sometimes. Okay, that's here true. We go. Hold the line. Let's meet our lad this morning, guys. His name is Josh from Turrbal. Works in sales. He loves playing guitar, loves baseball, and he's prepping for his wedding in October. Good morning, Josh.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, man. Let's get into this. You need one correct answer
to win this morning.
Okay. Question number one. Delta Goodrum started her acting career on which Aussie soap?
Neighbours?
Yeah, you win.
Just
like that. Delta Goodrum, $50 Yonge Street Hotel voucher coming your way, man. Congrats.
Sweet, thanks.
Thanks, bro. Easy start.
I know, he's off to Caradice.
Off you go. See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Guys, yesterday I came across this video that blew my mind. This guy had like a little tinny, right, that he had on quite a quiet river.
Yeah.
And in order to, instead of like putting it on a trailer, winching it up and getting it home that way, he backed his van into the water just up to like the floor level. So the water was just lapping the floor at the back.
Yeah.
And he got in his tinny, revved it, and went straight into the back of the van. The boat, like he drove the boat across the water into the back of the van. It was just unbelievable.
How do you do that?
Backing the van up.
He just backed the van into the water so that the doors were open of the van.
Yeah.
And the water was at the same level as the floor in the back of the van, like on an angle.
Slightly tilted.
Jeepers.
And then he revved the boat and it went straight into the van. He then climbed over the front of the boat, got in the van and drove away.
Well, who has time for a winch?
Who has time for a winch? Who has time for a trailer? I am not recommending anyone does this.
How bizarre. You'd think that would scratch or damage the bottom of the boat.
Well, those vans often have like a rubber floor, so it just goes straight in.
And also, they're very tough, those like tinny. Small tinnies. Yeah, just solid metal.
Now, what I thought we could do, I thought this is like an amazing example of Aussie bogan engineering. It's just like a guy going, I reckon I can do that, and then just doing it. Let's do this. 13:10:09, I want to know about your bogan engineering. Maybe it was you, or maybe you saw it. It's just like those, you know, duct tape can fix it type moments.
Yeah, like no science required. Like just maybe an idea in your mind that you think will work, and it has.
Yeah, that's right. You put it together, you give it a try, and bingo, you're a genius at the pub.
Happens a lot on job sites, I reckon.
I think you're right.
Tradies and the like. Okay, we'll take your calls after the Kid Leroy.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09, though, this morning, we're asking for your bogan engineering stories, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. This is all because I saw this video that blew my mind. I've never seen anyone do this with a boat before.
Mm.
This guy reverses his van into, like, on a boat ramp, and he goes down to the level where the water is equal with the floor of the back of his van. He opens the doors of the van at the back and drives his boat straight in, climbs into the front of the car and drives away. It was just unbelievable. I mean,
you wonder though how many times like that's actually worked for him and how many times he's practiced it.
Well,
like surely that's not a one-off thing.
Well,
it's almost like, well, a hack in a way.
Well, I guess so, because what's happened is, and this is how I imagine it, he's looked at the back of his van and gone, I reckon we could fit the boat in there. Like, why do I need to get a trailer, hitch it up, deal with winches, deal with reversing the trailer, deal with parking the trailer, when I can just put the boat straight in? I mean, just unbelievable.
What kind of van was it?
I don't know the brand, but it was one of those ones where the doors...
Not like a Hi-Ace or something.
No, it was a little bit wider, and the doors opened like swinging doors.
I saw this thing where somebody used an old cupcake tray... And they, had it underneath their workbench, and they drilled a screw into just one corner, and then they could turn it, from underneath the workbench, so they could put their screws in the individual, muffin trays where the muffins would sit.
that's bogan
engineering.
Exactly.
Like, that's really clever.
Perfect example of that.
I tell you what, though, this guy saved a lot of money, just looked up boat trailers.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Get out of town. I didn't know they were that much.
They're very...
Almost as expensive as the boat.
I think that's more than a tinny.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the more expensive part.
Well, no wonder he's driving it into his van.
I had a friend who it was also a small boat.
Yeah.
And similar situation. He used to keep it, at his uncle's house, which was near the water. But then he sold the land. So he had to move this boat, and he didn't have a trailer. He figured out, though, with Oki straps and driving at a very slow pace, if he flipped the boat upside down, it perfectly fitted over the roof of his small car, and he was able to drive it home.
That's incredible.
I love
Bogan
it.
Engineering.
Well, what's the goss with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Prince Harry is mad and throwing around the threat of legal action again. Also, too, let's talk about the Veronicas.
Oh, yay, good. I'm excited about that.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
So this morning's a good one. We're finding out some deets on Prince Harry, losing the plot, and the Veronicas,
Let's start with Prince Harry. So he's now threatening legal action against the BBC, and it's all over the fact that he called his daughter Lilibet. So they claimed in a pretty interesting news report that Buckingham Palace wasn't briefed on this, and the Queen wasn't happy. And then the Sussexes hit back, and then someone from the palace has apparently leaked details that the Queen's furious. So now they're saying that there's this big legal row against the BBC, and Buckingham Palace is actually backing Harry.
Well, you know, apparently. Good. About time. Like, why do media outlets get away with, you know, writing lies about people?
Yeah, well, apparently the palace has been quite supportive over the name. And the Queen actually used their royal titles still in the press releases that she put out. No one else in the royal family did, but the Queen did. So you'd assume that she's all sweet with it. I mean, would you really be offended?
No.
And you know what I've realised? I don't envy any of them.
No.
God, they live a difficult and annoying life.
It's very dramatic. I would love to be a part of it. I'd like to be like the press secretary, for Meghan Markle and Harry.
Poor Harry. Like, I do. You've got to sympathise on a human level with them. Like, they just don't enjoy the freedoms that we do.
Nah.
Their position does come at a very high price.
Very high. It's not like a normal celebrity position where, you know, you're building your own narrative. The narrative is built around them.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'd be suing too.
There you go.
Litigious Jade.
I would. Like, that's wrong. You know what I mean? Like, imagine having false things written about you going global and then changing everyone's opinions of you.
Mm. It's
horrible.
Don't you think it'd be, a little bit fun?
No.
Sit back in your McMansion being like, look at these idiots. it would be fun. Let's move on from royalty over there to royalty right now. Of course, the Veronicas doing the NRL last night. How'd you find it?
I loved the Veronicas' performance. I actually saw them live once. and they were, they sound exactly like their record. Like,
that's cool.
They sound as they do. So I was impressed with their performance.
It's the first sort of not grand final, but like football performance that I've seen that hasn't been slammed. Like, people online seem pretty happy. So some people on Twitter were like, apparently some sort of rugby match is supposed to happen after the Veronica's concert. Other people are like, what a tune. Untouched is still a bop and will transcend generations, which I agree with. Mm. I think that the Veronica's have done quite well. Also, too, they're in Damage Control, of course, because of all that stuff on Celebrity Apprentice.
Do you know what I've found really fascinating about the Veronicas in recent years? And that is that they've crossed over into that sort of indie, like the, to put it in like radio terms, a Triple J listener is into the Veronicas now, where maybe 10 years ago they probably weren't, you know?
Yeah.
They've got that sort of Aussie cred that they didn't have before, and I don't know where it's come from.
Have you seen their concerts?
No.
Like, they play massive crowds.
No, like, I haven't seen any of their concerts, like, in Australia, you mean?
Even like, in the States, like, people in the States are obsessed with the Veronicas. Like, they're huge over there.
Yeah, well, they went to LA for a long time. They've, you know,
built
worked
up the audience.
They've
there.
Worked hard there. Yeah. I saw them when I said the Coca-Cola. It was a Coca-Cola that put on this event for, and they had, like, I think it was Evermore from over in, you know, the Kiwis over in New Zealand,
yeah,
that
yeah.
band.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They were there and a couple
Running.
Of others. It was when they were really young. Really young.
What was the venue,
Jay? Brisbane Entertainment Centre, but it was only a very small event.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I haven't seen them in like a massive
arena.
But
or
they
was,
they were amazing.
New album is terrible.
I like
all
Godzilla.
Of these songs, oh,
Godzilla.
They're just awful. What do you think, Jackson?
I like it, actually. I didn't really? Like it to begin with, but it's grown on me a little bit. I mean, I've really grown on the, like, the Veronicas have grown on me ever since they had that. Like, I know a lot of people are off them because of Celebrity Apprentice, but it's that kind of behavior that attracts me in.
Well, you love a bit of celebrity drama.
I like a bit of a nasty person. We're getting up to some drama. I'm like, oh, I can do that. Everyone's like, no, get away. I'm like, come in, girl.
Come into my house. Oh, thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Good
Very
old Veronica's. Hey, slaying
yeah.
it. Also, just on another note, the new season of The Voice, have you seen the ad for that, Jackson, with like Rita Ora and Guy and Jessica Mauboy? Don't think it's going to be very good this year.
Look, I haven't
Speaking
heard much
of
about
Aussie
it.
Aussie pop stars.
Do you know how there's normally heaps of hype about it?
Yeah.
I haven't even had like a publicity email in my inbox, which means they're obviously not pushing it too much because they don't believe in it.
Do you think that's because they haven't, like, I don't know, it just doesn't feel very fresh.
Well, it's changed networks.
I think a lot of the time, too, like, The Voice kind of lost its legs in the end. Everyone was like, come on, let's wrap this thing up. Now network's taking it on. My prediction is that they wanted to revamp it, and they had high hopes for it, but now they've done it. They've watched, like, what's on the cutting, and they're like, oh.
Oh, it's still a singing show with spinny chairs. Like, that's all it is. All they did was put office spinny chairs in a singing comp.
Crap judges as well. Like, you're not really drawing anyone in with Rita Ora, the COVID dodger.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Well, so apparently they originally had signed like Mariah Carey for the role.
Ooh.
Remember that rumor that was going around?
Now that's something people would watch.
I wouldn't pick Mariah as my voice coach.
Why?
Well, because she can't hit, like,
because she's it commands more attention than you.
There's only one diva.
Basically, out of that deal, apparently she was, like, ready to sign on the dotted line, and then they ripped the contract out of her hands for some reason. I think it had, I think it had something to do over Packer. He, dismissed the contract and said absolutely not.
Now that's interesting.
Does he control that network, does he?
I'm not sure, but I just remember him having something to do
but
with
all of those rich people like hang in the same circle and have each other's backs, you know.
It's just a phone call away if you're in that level.
Yeah, thanks, Jackson.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Castle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my gosh.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yay.
Now.
Oh, Maddie, I know you said a little bit earlier today it was only going to be hitting 12 degrees. And I know I've heard a rumor that there's a polar blast. Apparently, I think you guys know about it, but I've been living under a rock, so I don't. So we got Gav Morris on to have a chat to us.
Otherwise known to you, Jay. Gavy-wabby. Gavy-wabby.
Good morning, how are we?
Hello, good. So why is it so damn cold, Gav?
Well, it's more of a polar blob, this one. It's an upper-level coal pool, and it's stuck over our heads right now. So, yeah, I gave this analogy on the Today Show, which is, you know, kind of going a little bit crazy, because I was calling it a lava lamp blob. I was talking to Layla, and we took a look at Dickie, and I called it a Layla lamp. So now everybody's calling it it's a Layla blob.
A Layla blob.
If you think about a blob, that's what it is.
Exactly. I had Layla on the mind. There you go. Got to be careful. Her husband's a real boss.
I was going to say, Gav, aren't you?
Watch out.
Yeah. You got to be careful with the blobs.
Yeah, well, what I said was like a lava lamp, you know, like you've got all the wax down the bottom, you turn it on, it gets hot, and then all that lava starts rising up, all the wax comes, and eventually a lump or a blob of wax there detaches itself, and then you've got this floating blob of wax, liquid wax in a fluid, right? And that's kind of like what we've got here, but it's a big cold pool of air, polar air that is sitting over our heads, and normally it moves on pretty quickly.
That's incredible.
Yeah, this one here is just sitting there, and now the Coriolis force. So we're in the mid-latitude, so we have the spin of the Earth, so that's rotating up, and that's created this big low-pressure system, and now it's massive. So we're right in the middle of it. That's why it's been relatively calm here in the Hunter, but there's a lot going on around us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Gav, I'm just guessing here, but when you were a young radio jock in the early 90s working at New FM, I reckon you would have had a lava lamp in your bedroom.
My son has a lava lamp in his bedroom, you know. That's where I thought of the analogy. I can't walk past where that looks like a polar blob, actually.
All right, it's going to get warmer leading up to the long weekend, Jem.
Yeah, a little bit warmer. Look, you know, we'll be warming up to the 20s. But look at the temperatures right now across the Hunter. We've actually had colder mornings than this. We typically get the colder mornings when we have the clear skies, those big high-pressure systems. And that's what we're going to get over the weekend. So we'll probably have colder mornings, but the days will be warmer. We'll have bigger temperature swings, whereas today we'll have a really small temperature swing, so it's not going to warm much at all.
Hey, Gav, it's funny that you mentioned that, because Maddie had a little tiff with his taxi driver this morning about which day's been the coldest in the last couple of weeks.
Hello, mate. How are you? Yeah, good. Oh, cold this morning. Well, it's actually not that cold. I'm like, well, it feels cold. And no, it's not cold. It's like,
and then it was really funny because he's like, no, it was a colder day a week ago, and they carried on. But yeah, no, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, well, there you go. Your wise cab driver, see, he knows all.
They always do.
Thanks, Gav. NBN News, of course, 6 o'clock tonight on NBN. Guys, What's My Age Again is up next on New FM. This is a very simple game we do every week. There's no prize, no reward. It's just for bragging rights. Basically, we ask you a series of lifestyle questions, listen to your voice, and try and decipher your age.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, this is a competition that runs all year amongst the team. It's time for a leaderboard check.
Okay, Jade, you are on 16 gold stars. I'm also on 16 gold stars.
Oh, it's a tie.
I don't like being on the same page as you. So we need to break this, you know, this tie up. Yeah. I need to win. Crevo 13. Sorry, brother.
New FM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
They say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
The Novo's What's My Age Again. Oh, yes. We can all play along on this one. I love this game. Of course, we ask you a series of random questions. Listen to your voice. Study what you say and try and figure out just how old you are. Of course, the rules for this game, the closest without going over gets a gold star on the tally board. Jade and I currently tied on 16. Crevo trailing on 13.
I need to get a couple of points today. I just can't lose today, because otherwise the lead will start to extend too far and you start to go into like...
You can't come back.
The area of very hard to come back.
Good luck, Crevo.
Today
that's all I'll say.
Today is my day.
Are you going to Robert then, because it's your day?
Well, all right. I'll go to Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, how are you?
Excellent, Robert. All right, first question for you. Do you use any dating apps, and if so, which ones?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Ooh, okay. How many jobs have you had in your life?
About 14.
14 That's jobs. I've got this. I think you are 43 years old, Robert.
I think you are 48 years old.
14 jobs. Oh, man. I'm just going to go with maybe 38.
How long?
49.
Oh, yes. 1 point for me.
Oh, oh damn it.
Know. Good job.
See,
thank you,
maybe
Robert.
This is your lucky day.
I'm on the move.
There you are.
Oh, there it is. The delay.
Right.
Jared,
right.
You're next.
We're going to Rose. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. All right. Yeah, good, man.
Clearly, you're like 150 from the movie Titanic.
No. No. No, Maddie, no.
All right, Rose, your first question. What was your last fast food order?
KFC.
Okay. Question number two for you, Rose. Yay or nay, electric cars?
Oh, I love them, but I don't have one.
Okay, Crevo, guess please.
Yes,
for
I
Rose.
Think, Rose, I think you are 37.
Jade. I'm going to say 58.
I think you are 53, Rose. Closest without going over. How old are you?
Well, Jade wins, but I'm 63.
Oh, wow. Thanks for listening to our show.
Indeed.
Oh, I have for years, but don't worry.
Oh, Rose, you're worry, a sweetie man. Pie.
It was me worrying for no good reason.
Thanks, Rose. Appreciate it. Next up, guys, let's go to Jodie. Hello, Jodie.
Hi.
All right. Hello. Question number one. Which online store did you last buy clothing from, Jodie?
Speed Heritage.
Sorry, where?
Speed Heritage.
Speed Heritage.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Speed? It's nice clothes.
Sounds like a furniture store by the sea.
All right. Next question for you. Do you subscribe to Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Okay, Jade, you're going to get.
Okay, Jody, I think you're 42.
Maddie?
I think you are 44, Jody.
I'm going to go 45.
47.
Yes!
Crevo! Thanks, Jody.
Today is my day.
It is your day. Look at that. Good job.
Look, I don't know if I'm fully caught up. But
no, you're just one behind now.
You're one behind. Okay. You're one behind Maddie. So I'm in front and then Maddie and then in show order.
Oh, there we go.
Just how it should be. Yeah, Big Brother, though, everyone's talking about it, especially at my hairdressers.
Are they really?
Yeah, apparently.
Gossip.
At the old mop hair.
Yeah, they were going...
Next to the water cooler?
Well, next, funny enough, next to, I guess, the water basins.
Oh,
the hair basins, where the water shoots out. But we're having a chat to Marley from the show after this. So if you love your Big Brother, stick around because you'll find out the ins and outs of what's going on in the next couple of episodes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Of course, Big Brother continues Monday night, 7:30. Joining us on the show right now is Marley.
Think you know my game? Think again.
And this is a show you've been really into, Maddie, this time round. And I've got to let you know that you can actually get tickets to the live finale if you want from now.
I've applied.
You really?
Yeah, I want to go. Hey, Marley, good morning. Hey, man, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Oh,
not
man,
bad.
I'm such a huge fan of yours. I think you have played this game so well, man. You should be proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
No, absolutely, man. Now, of course, a big night on the show last night. Mm-hmm. Of course, you hold all the power now. It must feel pretty sweet, right?
Look, it does, especially at this point in the game. You know what I mean? I think having any bit of security you can at this point is probably a good thing. So, yeah, super excited that I actually, you know, received the eye and I can hopefully use that to my advantage moving forward.
Now, the strategy, of course, has been such a big part of this for you. How much study did you do? Because you hear some contestants, they're like, oh, I just watched one season or
some none at all.
Some none at all. And then some have gone over every single Big Brother in every country ever. And you go, well, you're just on a whole nother level. What did you do?
That's funny you say that. I think there were a couple people like that in the house. I watched Big Brother from as early as I was, I don't know, 14, 15, and absolutely loved the show. I watched it very in-depth last year as well. So, you know, I did a little bit of study, probably not as much as some others in the house, but I definitely did study the game and kind of learn what tricks I could bring into the house to hopefully succeed. And I think I'm doing okay at the moment, I'd say.
Tell me, so the finale is obviously coming up, so you can get your tickets at thatsaticket.com.au/Big Brother if you want to go. Is it going to be a juicy one?
Look, I, you know what? I've been actually thinking the same thing. I think it could be. You know, there's been a little bit of bickering and back and forth, especially early on in this season. And I'm kind of interested to see what'll happen as well. You know what I mean?
Obviously, at this point in the show, it's already wrapped filming, of course, but you're like around 50 days in watching the show back each night. What's been the number one thing that surprised you about what's gone down on the house that you weren't aware that was happening during your time in the house?
Great question.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, probably seeing how, I guess, strong SJ was playing a game to begin with. I think that she was really playing the game from early on, probably a little earlier than I thought she was.
Yeah.
And she was ready to make some big plays, you know what I mean? Even against myself and other big players in the house. And I think those are some of the things that surprised me, to be honest.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Man, I did see your post about Mary. Of course, you guys were close in the house. There was that sort of weird moment between you and her, like last night, I think it was, or the night before. Is everything all good in that respect now, post-Big Brother?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely. Everything's more than all good. Yeah, that was a tough moment, especially a tough moment watching again, you know. But I absolutely love Mary. Love it a bit. Look, we're all human and, you know, you react in the heat of the moment and... No, we definitely made up and had a big hug afterwards. So it's
That's nice.
You're a sweetheart, Marley. Thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it. You've done so well in the house. And, of course, Big Brother continues 7:30 Monday night on 7, guys.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos, and the mics are on now.
Guys, one of the most exciting things we've been doing this week has been giving away PBR tickets, because, of course, this is one of the biggest events that we have here in town. Everyone's excited to go. And, look, the guys have been helping us out from All Fun Rides. You can book your next event. Check them out, allfunrides.com.au. They have been providing us each day with a mechanical bull.
Yeah, and then so much fun.
It's brilliant, right? Around the team, we've been taking each other on to see who can last the longest and win the tickets for listeners.
We're slowly getting better.
We are definitely
slowly.
Getting better. I think the first day I was on for 3 seconds, right?
Yeah, man, you totally changed it up. The next day you were on for, was it
19 seconds.
Yeah, so it's possible to improve.
Being tall is an advantage.
Do you reckon?
Around like, what, 6'1" or 6'2"?
Something like that. Yeah,
because you kind of draped yourself over the head of the bull, and I think it balanced your weight out a bit more.
Oh.
Kind of cheating, but
less drape, more falling, to be honest. It was me... My lack of balance.
Well, we're all doing it with one hand now, aren't we?
One hand, yeah. Absolutely.
So that sort of makes it fair, because that's sort of the hardest bit, I reckon.
So we need two competitors on 13 10 09. If you'd like to, you can ring up and play, and then you just have to pick amongst us who you would like to ride or die for you.
Yeah.
Okay, the lines are now open, 13 10 09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maddie and Crevo.
I'm a ride or die, now need the key.
Now I gotta ride or die.
It'd be big if I won this rodeo, because it moved me up in the standings.
To be able to conquer a massive animal as a bucking bull is amazing.
Bull riders are not just judged on how long they stay on a bull, but how well they ride it.
Welcome to the toughest sport on dirt,
Welcome to the PBR.
Yeah, that's right. The PBR is coming to Newcastle Entertainment Centre Saturday, the 3rd of July. Tickets are available now, ticketek.com.au, or you can win them all week here at New FM. Of course, the folks at All Fun Rides have hooked us up with a mechanical bull. Now, it's your job to pick one of us to go out, and whoever lasts the longest playing for you will win the tickets for the listener. Let's meet our first one today. We are going to Josh. Good morning.
G'day.
Hey, man. Okay, now, I do believe you've chosen Jade. Now, what's your reasoning behind this?
None, really.
Yeah, you just think she'll last the longest? Yeah. She lasts a while. Hold the line, man. Jade is playing for Josh, and we're going to meet Owen right now. Owen, Crevo playing for you. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, going well, man. Crevo is getting better and better at this game. Are you confident you're going to walk away with the win today?
I am.
Yeah, all right, man. We'll hold the line. Let's make this happen for one of these lucky gents right now. Crossing outside to Crevo and Jade. Hello, guys.
Hey, Maddie. Of course, we're out here, and it's a little bit rainy today, which I don't know if it's going to make it harder or easier, because I feel like there'll be a bit of traction on the saddle itself. Like, it's a leather sort of saddle, so I think you'll feel a bit more grip. So we might be in for a real corker today. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, good stuff. We are streaming live now at the New FM Facebook page. Jade versus Crevo. Who is going first? Crevo, you are playing for Owen. Jade is playing for Josh today.
I think it's me first. Okay. I'm gonna jump on.
Here we go for Owen Kelly from Beresfield.
Alrighty, Crevo is making his way to Gary the Bull. We just found out he actually has a name this morning. He's leaped on Gary, and he's getting his grip. His eyes were shut. He's gearing up to go. He's ready. And he's off, and the bull is definitely spinning him around. He's going over the head. Oh, no,
Clevo,
5 seconds.
Oh, what a disgrace, 5 seconds.
Terrible. Oh, Maddie, I don't know what happened, Crevo.
So really what happened was I thought leaning forward would be the good strategy, but what in fact happened was I leaned too far forward and flipped off the front.
All right, well, let's...
Terrible indeed.
Let's see what Owen thinks of that result. Owen, 5 seconds. You a bit disappointed?
Yeah, a little bit disappointed, but I'm sure he's got it.
Yeah, we'll see, we'll see. All right, Jade, it's your turn to jump on the bull right now. Of course, you're going to play for Josh right now.
Yeah, Jade has climbed aboard. She's leaning a bit back, has her hand in the air. Screaming going on. She's got a real balance skill going on here. Just needs to beat 5 seconds. She's already at 8. It's already done. It's a done and deal. Oh, and she's off the back this time. At 14 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Jade's a definite clear champion today.
Josh Raymond Terrace walking away with the win today. Josh, congratulations, man. You're off to the PBR. Jade, oh, how's Jade? Look at her gloating on Facebook Live.
100% success rate.
Oh, yeah, well, that is true. Good job, man. Enjoy. PBR, of course, as I said, Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday the 3rd of July, ticketek.com.au, or you can win them all day here. We are playing a birthday lotto up next, though. It is worth $1,000 today. A nice sneaky gorilla up for grabs. We are looking for babies born in March.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, we have no timer on this game.
No.
All you need is a birthday to play. It's very simple.
Yeah, that's right.
We are looking for March babies to play for the gorilla today. I'm excited. $1,000 up for grabs, guys.
All right, we're going to Natalie. She's on holidays at the moment, but is a vet nurse. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. So what are you doing on your holidays? Just staying at home?
I'm staying at home and I'm attempting to paint the inside of the house.
Oh, that is brutal. Have you done this sort of thing before? Have you done painting before?
I've done, bits and pieces, but not the whole house. But
Natalie, probably not the right temperature to be painting. Just heads up.
Yes, I know.
Just
I
get
know,
under the blankets, watch some movies, drink some wine. It's 8 o'clock. That's fine, right?
Yeah, you're on holidays.
It sounds like a plan.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Out of curiosity, what colour are you painting? Just traditional white?
No, I'm going to do a really light grey, I think, with some white trim. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Good.
Well, yeah, drink some wine. Pretend you're in Tuscany.
All right, here all we right. go. Spinning the birthday balls for $1,000 for Natalie from Siam right now.
Pay a painter for a couple of days.
The ball has popped out. I really hope, Natalie, you're born on the 6th of March. The
6th. What was that?
The
6th. No.
Bad. What was your birthday?
20th of March.
You're an Aries.
No.
Yeah,
Pisces.
I'm an Aries, and I'm on the 27th.
You must be cusp.
Yeah, I am. There you go. Thanks, Natalie. Worth $1,000, guys. Back here before 9
Another
o'clock.
Another chance today. Yeah.
Jeepers, creepers.
Yeah. Going to the news up next, Jade, and we are meeting someone very special after 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, we're actually meeting Daniel Alexander. So, obviously, next week, we are doing the Novo's biggest ever blood drive. So we're trying to get as many people donating blood and plasma as much as possible, and we need your help to do it. But we're going to be meeting Daniel Alexander, who is an incredible man. He's actually made 462 donations and counting. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Man.
Which is incredible. So he has a very special blood type that actually helps save babies. So we'll tell you more about this in a sec.
There's like someone that you want to look up to, a man that saves young babies.
Right? For real?
Yeah. Wow. He's a hero.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
With Bert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is The Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
One...
now.
Oh, guys, I'm very invested in our journey together with World Blood Donor Week next week. It's something that I feel really strongly about, and the guy that we're about to speak to next especially hits close to home for me, because Daniel's made 462 donations and he has a special antibody in his blood that can help unborn babies. So if a mother, for instance, has an A negative blood type, like my sister, for instance, who has A negative, when they fall pregnant and the baby has an O positive blood type, their body actually will start attacking the baby because the blood type, it just doesn't like. My sister, unfortunately, had a miscarriage not too long ago in the last 3 months, and they've just discovered that they'll have to start giving her this particular injection that they make from antibodies, like out of Daniel's blood, to help protect the baby when she does fall pregnant again. So, this guy's very special. I called him a walking angel when I spoke to him the other day on the phone. So we're going to have a chat to Daniel and find more about it and the details about this antibody and how it all works. But basically, we want you to, if you can donate, whether it's whole blood or plasma, to get on board. Go to donateblood.com.au, because next week we're trying to get as much as possible. And all you have to do is say you're Team New FM when you go in to donate. And then that way we can get a tally of how much blood we've raised together, Newcastle and the Hunter, and we can save lives, which is really cool.
Hey, that's a great thing. We'll chat to him next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Without those life-saving blood product transfusions, I would not be standing here today.
I wouldn't be alive without you today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's biggest ever blood drive. Getting as many donations as we can to save lives.
Blood donation has given me life.
Yeah, we're doing this together, Newcastle. If you can donate blood, jump online to donateblood.com.au. Say you're a team New FM when you register. There'll be like a prompt to say if you want to join a team. Or just to make things even easier, when you go in to get your... make your donation, just say to the nurse or the receptionist, that you're with Team UFM, and then that way we can actually see how much blood we've raised together and how much of that blood has gone to different patients and how many lives we've saved. So it's actually something really cool to be a part of. And if you are donating blood this week, you know, please say you're Team UFM.
Yeah, like, and it's so important, just even if you've never done it, like, just because I'm disorganized or whatever, I've never done it. Mm. So I'm going to be doing it for the first time on the show when we do it on Wednesday.
Yay!
It's like, you just the more people that do it, the better, because we need to save as many lives as possible.
Yeah, and we've heard some incredible stories this week. And like me, I was very naive when I first started donating blood. I just thought it was for, you know, road incidents or, you know, major accidents when something, you know, super life-threatening like that affects someone. But turns out there's people who need blood transfusion, like cancer patients need blood transfusions all the time for their treatment. So right now, though, we're speaking to a very special man called Daniel Alexander. I call him a walking angel because he has made 462 donations and he has a very special blood type. Good morning, Daniel.
Hi, how are you going?
Hello, thank you so much for joining us on the show. So I'd love you to explain the program that you're a part of and what's so unique about your blood.
Okay, so I'm part of the Anti-D program, and the reason that program exists is there's a disease that affects mothers and their unborn babies called rhesus disease. And it basically comes about because mothers can have a different blood type to their babies.
Yeah.
So if there's pregnant mothers who have negative blood and their babies have positive blood, if any of that blood crosses the placenta during pregnancy, then the mother can develop antibodies to the positive blood.
Wow.
And
so yeah, their immune system essentially starts attacking the baby. And
yeah, so it takes a while for the antibodies to build up. So usually the first child is all right, but then if the mother has a second child, then her body knows how to make the antibodies then, and there's quite a rapid response. And so it can lead to all sorts of blood diseases with the babies. And it can even, in extreme cases, lead to loss of the pregnancy.
Mm. And it's really sad because that recently happened to my sister. So when I discovered this, she found out that she'll have to get the antibody from people like, such as yourself in the future. But it's actually really interesting how they do it. So basically, you go in there, and they actually inject a small amount of O-positive blood into your body, which actually produces the vaccine, which is really incredible.
Yeah, so about every 6 months. So my blood type is also O negative. And so when I get a transfusion every 6 months of O positive blood cells, my body produces the same antibody that the mothers would produce.
Mm.
But then once a fortnight, I'll go into the donor centre at Broadmeadow and I'll donate my plasma, and from that plasma they'll extract the same anti-D that causes the issues. Mm-hmm. That anti-D is then given to the mothers during their pregnancy so that their own bodies don't produce the anti-D. And it's given in such a small amount that it actually suppresses the mother's immune response, and it prevents them from effectively learning the recipe for making anti-D so
yeah,
that
wow.
they can have one or more children.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel, tell me, how did you first, get into donating? Like, what made it happen?
It started pretty young. So I was 16 at the time. I think the youngest age at the moment is 18 years old that you can start donating. But back then it was 16, and you had to have parents' permission. But my parents had always been blood donors since I was really young. And so, yeah, it just seemed like a normal thing that people did. You when you're old enough, you go and give blood.
Yeah, absolutely. A massive amount of donations there. Now, just tell me, Daniel, for those that are listening to this, maybe in their cars or at home right now, that are still reserved, because a lot of people, are reserved about giving blood. Can you put their minds at ease? What's the whole process like?
So it's actually a fairly straightforward process. Yeah. So you go in there, you'll have your initial interview, or you fill out a questionnaire first, then you go in and have an interview, and they ask you about your health.
Yeah.
And do a little blood test. It's a finger prick, and they take a little sample of blood to test your iron levels. They'll take your blood pressure, and they'll measure your pulse.
Yeah.
And then if you get the all clear for that, then you're taken into the donor floor and sat on a comfy bunk, a big recliner chair.
They're so comfy.
And they then put the needle in. So there's two different types of donation. So I donate plasma.
Yeah.
And the process of that is they put the needle into your arm, and I won't lie, you can feel it. It's a pinch, but the pain from it goes away pretty rapidly. I don't actually feel it most of the time now, because it's all going through scar tissue. But the process is that the blood comes out of your arm, goes into the plasmapheresis machine, and it spins out the heavy red blood cells and collects them in a chamber, and it collects the plasma in a bag, and then the machine turns around and actually sends the red blood cells back into your body. Now, you're not actually losing your red blood cells.
Yeah, you're a fantastic man, great example, and of course we do appreciate you coming on the show. Incredible sacrifice you make as well, every 2 weeks going to Sydney, guys. Thanks for joining us, Daniel. Just some figures as well. One blood donation is needed every 24 seconds. And Australia needs around 31,000 donations every week to meet demand.
Yeah.
So much good blood stuff needed, and there's not enough happening at the moment.
Yeah. So donateblood.com.au, Team New FM when you head in there.
Absolutely. Switching gears next, guys, because earlier in the week I talked about how I had posted a photo on an alien conspiracy Facebook page just for a bit of fun. There was a couple of lights that I saw in a bar, and I thought, they look like an alien spaceship. Let me blur the photo. There's been some updates of more comments of people joining in the discussion.
Well, your trolling's gone, like, semi-viral.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it sort of has.
Look,
people are talking about it.
People are getting involved. We're going to talk more about it in just a minute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Today, guys, and we've got an update on Crevo's alien trolling.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Look, you say trolling, but it's a bit of a harmless prank. Basically, I found this UFO conspiracy Facebook page through Jackson, signed up and decided to post a picture of a couple of funny-shaped lights I saw in a bar. Just by moving my camera across, so it appeared if they were moving across the night
sky. Make it look like they were UFOs.
Now, if you're new to the show, Crevo is a notorious non-believer in anything like this. So for him, this is like really funny gear, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think there might be aliens out there. I just don't think anyone on this planet has ever seen them. They're too far away. Statistically likely, but probably not here. Anyway, so I put this up, and like for the first couple of days, there were dozens of comments that started rolling in, people debating it, whether it was real, whether it was just a couple of lights, that sort of thing. And then there was a bit of a break, and we did this chat about it, right? After that, it spurred some more comments and a bit of an update. So, because I said that the light experience was out at Dubbo, out in the sticks, you know. And Cassandra has jumped on the Facebook page and says, I live out at Dubbo and remember seeing this. It was talk of the town for a few days. I did say it was back in like 2019 or something. So
our show goes out to Dubbo. Of an afternoon. That's like repeated. So this was replayed in Dubbo a few days ago.
So maybe that spurred some of this. Robert Kenny has then jumped on and said, hi, Mark, I remember that. I'm a truck driver and was travelling back to Newcastle from Dubbo that night and saw it too. There was even a radio report about it yesterday. Love your work.
You know what? Maybe you just so happen to pick a year and a spot where something actually happens.
Ooh, maybe, but probably not, because these things don't happen.
They do, Crevo, right, you big old skeptic.
Somebody called Sindra has said, so you're saying you took a photo of a falling light ... from your ceiling? Skeptics are around like me, and this is the perfect example of it. Now, the fun doesn't end there, because a couple of days later, there was actually a local report on this Facebook group, because it's Australia-wide, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this person has put up a video of some lights moving across the side saying, Argentina, Newcastle tonight around 7 p.m. And then, Maddie, you actually tagged me in this thinking, I might have a bit of fun.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I was going through all of the different comments last night. People are so gullible.
Do you comment, though?
No, I've just been tagging Crevo in things I think he'll find funny.
So you're enjoying it from the outside.
Local story, right? And I thought, here we go, let's have a bit of fun with this. I said, I had a warm feeling wash across me around that time. Mayfield location. I think there's no doubt we have had a visit. Now, there's been a response to this from Anthony, who said, might have mistaken that for when you were in the shower. But being a radio station host in the area, you should at least be across your local events.
Oh, burn.
Now, that was a burn, I replied to that because, you know what, if you have an experience, you cannot let it go. So I said to him, I know what I felt.
Far out.
He's a group admin, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Out
there. Oh, messing with the admin. They'll kick you out.
I'm still in the group. Haven't been banned
yet. I can't believe how widespread this group is.
Yeah, who would have thought everyone's into it?
A little old show at New FM.
You know what this goes to tell me?
What?
A lot of people are believers.
Well, there is a lot of believers out there.
Can I just say...
I'm just going to leave that
Do you know what I stumbled upon last night? So it's just like listening and reading alien stuff. Grant Denyer was a guest on this 7 News Spotlight show they did last week on this very thing. Mm. Now, obviously, off contract on Channel 10, apparently he had, like, a UFO experience back in the day.
Is he claiming he was abducted?
Yeah, well, he reckons that he had an experience.
He's a very little man.
Like,
what's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's lighter to pick up if they're abducting. They're going to look around.
With the laser beam?
They're not going to pick up someone heavy, are they?
You know what, though? You watch the old episodes of, like, Family Feud and stuff. It makes sense.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's just a bit whack, Grant Denyer.
Are you saying he's an alien?
Maybe.
We'll put that out there.
Or he's clearly off contract of Channel 10 and he's just looking for any opportunities. Oh, Channel 7 are doing an alien special. Oh. I guess I can say
it could just be after a headline.
How much you paying?
$200. Oh, good.
I'll see you there.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning, and we have producer Jackson after 9 with 105 minutes commercial free, so you do not want to go anywhere.
No, you don't.
Katy Perry's on the way, huh?
Enjoy your firework, that's coming up. Lil Nas X, Billy Ray.
One day this will actually be a classic. Isn't that interesting?
You reckon?
To think about.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
did you see him split his pants on Saturday night?
Yeah.
No.
I missed it.
It was so staged.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
did he have a touch of the Lenny Kravitz is going on?
Almost. Could you imagine? And that's live.
That's a great point. Obviously doesn't wear underwear. With leather pants.
I'd be doing What's the Goss being like, we all seen his little nose. Amy Shark as well. She's going to be kicking off her tour tomorrow night here in Newcastle.
Oh, wow, yes.
Welcome to town, Amy Shark.
Yeah. I wonder if she's here already.
Remember the...
Doubt it. She'll be in on a helicopter.
Are you going to go? I'd actually like to go.
I am.
I wonder if we can just message her and
apparently there are still tickets available.
Yeah, amyshark.com. Hey, coming up next, guys, This is an interesting one, right? And I reckon if you think about it, it happens to most people. So I spoke to my grandma the other day, right? And it was her birthday. And she goes, oh, Maddie, I've had such a lovely day. She goes, I got pizza for lunch. And I'm like, oh, what? She goes, pizza, pizza. I'm like, pizza? What's pizza? She meant pizza.
Oh,
pizza! I got pizza for lunch.
Did she always say it like that?
Well, I've never had a discussion surrounding pizza with my nan, and I was like, surely she's not getting around in life saying pizza.
Her whole life. What age would she be?
Oh, she's like 76 or something.
Right.
But
that's
I guess like
time.
When she was growing up in the 40s and 50s, and I mean, pizza wasn't like a big thing.
Pizza.
Pizza. I'm like, why are you saying pizza? Nah, no. But some people say like sushi.
Well, that's a common
one. That's a commonly used one. Or when Nigella Lawson said microwave.
We'll never forget
that
on television as well.
Sometimes parents and grandparents just say things wrong. And you know that they do it, but you just let them do it because it's mostly entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know when I moved to Dubai, my dad, I think, how was he saying it? Dubai? He couldn't get his head around Dubai. He had a weird way of saying
it's
it.
It's like you say like Chernobyl. You call it Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
You're full of it. What are we going to do this morning, right? 13:10:09. And it doesn't have to be your parents. It can be your grandparents or someone you know. What word does your parent say incorrectly?
Funny
it can be anything.
With parents.
Yeah, it's fun with parents.
It's fun.
And it's mostly old people.
Of course it is.
All right, we're going to take your calls after Sonia Dada.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
At 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, what word does your parents say incorrectly?
And my job as a lexicographer is to try to put all the words possible into the dictionary.
Oh, my poor nan, it was her birthday the other day. Oh, Maddie, I'm getting some Domino's pizza. What's a pizza? I can't believe it. I didn't realise after all of these years that she's mispronouncing the word pizza.
To get through 70 plus years of life with that is pretty impressive.
You kind of, very entertaining, but you kind of just forgive older people, parents, grandparents, and it's like across a variety of different words. There's no discrimination here. Food, names, yeah, places.
Pizza. It's sort of fancy.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Well, it sounds like something else. sounds like a toilet.
I'm going to go get some pizza.
Look, we're laughing with you, not at you, in this segment, and that's the whole idea. It's a bit of fun to try and just see, because there's so many out there, right?
I've collected some of the most famous mispronunciations from our time, in the last couple of years at least. We all remember Nigella Lawson. This made world headlines when she mispronounced the word microwave.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
The microwave.
It sounds fancier, but it's not the real thing.
Absolutely. Another famous one, is one of my favourite holiday destinations, or so I thought.
Shifting production to Thailand.
I'll never forget that. It was a major speech as
so
well.
So that was Donald Trump saying they were going to ship production to Thailand, yeah. But he said Thailand.
All right, let's go to Renee first up. Hey, Renee, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Okay, the word your parents say incorrectly, what is it?
It's actually my 92-year-old grandmother. Instead of saying electric, she says electric.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, bless her.
like with a P instead of the T?
No, with an F.
Oh, electric.
Electric. It's electric.
But
she
can say electricity, but she says electric instead of electric.
Oh, that's... look,
it's
like I said...
It's a quirk, and I like it.
Laughing with her, not at her. I love that.
Oh, so good. Thank you for your call.
Going to Kathy. Hello. Hello, Kathy.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I was listening.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm glad you were enthralled. What word does your parent say incorrectly?
It's my mum, and she says foot instead of fruit.
Foot.
Foot.
With a PH.
Wow, no, that's an interesting.
Well, I don't know how she.
How she would spell it. F-O-O-T, maybe? Who would know?
That could be it.
Oh, wow, great
only
one.
Only the mind of your mum.
Do you know what? This went off on Facebook last night. Siberia, great name, says, my dad adds K's to things. Remote is remote. Skeleton is skeleton. And Maitland is Makeland.
That's what you do if you don't have enough land. You make land. There's so many good ones on here.
On our Facebook page.
Yeah, Michelle says, Thai fillets instead of thigh fillets. Oh, thongs instead of tongs.
from the dictionary school of Donald Trump.
Oh, that's great. I love this one. K-Mark instead of Kmart.
Brilliant.
Was it K-Mark?
K-Mark instead of Kmart.
A lot of extra K's hanging around there.
Nothing wrong with it.
Oh, this is... Do you know what? If you're bored at work today, jump on the Facebook and read through some of these. They are great. Canberra instead of Canberra.
I like that too. There's hundreds of them. Yeah. Get involved.
Alrighty, birthday lotto, $1,000 up for grabs. You just need a birthday. So if you were born in the month of?
June,
right now, 13-10-09, if you would like a shot at $1,000.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Oh,
the Novos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, we pick a month at random. You're born in that month. You call the show on 13-10-09. You get to spin our birthday balls if you're the first through. We were looking for someone born in the month of June. And, God, you're a lucky one today because $1,000 is up for grabs.
Yes, yes please. Let's meet our contestant, Lauren. She's from Salamander Bay and is a dental practice manager and says her dad says... Council instead of cancel. Hilarious. Hates the cold and wish summer was here, but now regrets it. Oh, I see what you mean. You wish summer was away, but now regrets that. And would spend the 1K on her birthday next week. Ooh, happy birthday for next week, Lauren.
Thank you, guys.
Now, $1,000. You know, you're doing pretty well at life already. What are you going to do party-wise?
Have a big night out with a big group of friends.
Wait.
All on you, is it?
Yeah, at the country club at Shoal Bay.
Oh,
nice. That was going to be my question. Where are you celebrating? It's a good spot there.
That it is.
Beautiful. How's
all
it out
drinks
at,
on you.
How's it out at the bay this morning?
Horrible.
It's the paradise. Yeah.
I love this time in the bay of year because when I lived out there, it always used to rain a bit.
Yeah, and every morning it's just really clear and crisp. It's
yeah.
Really beautiful. Oh. Yeah.
God. Okay, here we go. I really hope you're born
having
on
a moment there.
The 28th of June.
No.
Damn it. Oh, sorry.
Strats.
Oh.
Sorry, Lauren. Thank you, though.
Sorry. Enjoy the bay.
Yeah, and this horrible day. Positive vibes there. Welcome, guys, to today. Hey, that's us done. Enjoy. Have a great day, guys. Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, long weekend. Nice. Kicks off.
Yes.
Over $1,000 up for grabs with birthday lotto twice tomorrow. Two chances.
1,025.
Jeez.
It needs to be 1,053. That'd be great.
Yeah, right.
It'll never get to that. Hey, guys, enjoy 105 commercial free up next with Jackson.
Yo,
hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
The Black Keys. Yeah,
it's a bit of rock.
Yeah, it's get you woken up.
Absolutely.
Let's see what hard in this cup. Shawn Mendes. As well in my blood. Taylor Swift.
It's a good tune.
I'm surprised they haven't dated, or have they?
Who's that?
Shawn Mendes and Taylor Swift.
No.
The contract wasn't big enough for it.
Not yet.
Enjoy, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Get your fix.